Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week, and next week, and actually for the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a little bit different for us here for Conversations Daily News. Some of you will be able to listen to us on the radio side still. Some of you guys will be able to catch some days on the online side. I'll be keeping you posted on that as we go from day to day, as I'm going to be traveling for an extended amount of time, but definitely we will be having our program, just depending on how you'll be able to hear it. That's the only thing that will change. For today, though, of course, you have your news headlines coming up. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have me the one that's time from our artist of the week, Miley Cyrus, and Pharrell, the single doctor. We have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, and in today's Entertainment Spotlight, you're part of my conversation with author Ann E. Berg, discussing her brand new book, Force of Nature. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In national news, Biden tries to use State of the Union address to convince voters he deserves a second term. President Joe Biden set to use his State of the Union address Thursday to promote his vision for a second term to a dispirited electorate that questions whether he's up to the job, and to warn that GOP frontrunner Donald Trump will be a dangerous alternative. His third such address from the House rostrum was something of a on-the-job interview, as the nation's oldest president trying to quell voter concerns about his age and job performance while sharpening his contrast with an all-but-certain November rival. The president hoped to showcase his accomplishments on infrastructure and manufacturing, as well as push for action on aid to Ukraine, tougher migration rules, and lower drug prices, among other issues. The 81-year-old president was closely watched, not just for the message, but for whether he could deliver it with vigor and command. White House aides have said Biden tried to aim to prove his doubters wrong by flashing his combative side and trying to needle Republicans over positions he believes are out of step with the country, particularly on issues like tax policy and health care. It's part of his campaign year effort to use such official speeches to clarify the choice for voters this fall. In Mississippi news, Shaq's Big Chicken to open first location in Mississippi, says WJTV Channel 12. NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal will bring his popular chicken restaurant Big Chicken to Mississippi. The first location in the state will open on US 98, adjacent ALDI, in Aspen Dental in Hattiesburg. Founded in 2018 by the former NBA player, Big Chicken is a fast, casual concept that features O'Neal's home-cooked childhood favorites. Shaq's Big Chicken serves crispy chicken sandwiches and tenders, Cheez-It crusted mac and cheese, and handcrafted ice cream shakes and sundaes. In more national news, Oprah sets ABC special on Ozempic and more weight loss drugs after exiting weight loss boards. Oprah Winfrey has set an hour-long ABC primetime special about weight loss drugs following her exit from the board of Weight Watchers after revealing her personal use of them. The special, titled an Oprah special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution, will air later this month, says the Associated Press. Oprah recorded the special in front of a live studio audience and gathers medical experts to discuss weight loss drugs such as Ozempic. It is a very personal topic for me and for the hundreds of millions of people impacted around the globe who have for years struggled with weight and obesity, said Oprah in a statement. This special will bring together medical experts, leaders in the space, and people in the day-to-day struggle to talk about health equity and obesity, with the intention to ultimately release the shame, judgment, and stigma surrounding weight. In entertainment news, Dakota Johnson, not surprised Madame Well flopped, says she'll probably never do anything like it again, says NBC News. Sony's Madame Web is one of the biggest flops in comic book movie history. The Dakota Johnson-led tentpole has only grossed $40 million so far at the domestic box office, and its worldwide gross remains under the $100 million mark after 3 weekends of release. Critics also eviscerated the film. For its star, the reception to Madame Web did not come as a shock. Unfortunately, I'm not surprised that this has gone down the way it has, Johnson told Bustle in a new interview. Is there a reason for that? The publication asked. It's so hard to get movies made, and in these big movies that get made, and it's even starting to happen with the little ones, which is what's really freaking me out, decisions are being made by committees, and art does not do well when it's made by committee, Johnson said. Films are made by a filmmaker and a team of artists around them, she said. You cannot make art based on numbers and algorithms. My feeling has been for a long time that audiences are extremely smart, and executives have started to believe that they're not. In more national news, Russ Armourer convicted of involuntary manslaughter and fatal shooting by Alec Baldwin on movie set. A jury convicted a movie weapons supervisor of involuntary manslaughter Wednesday in a fatal shooting of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin during the rehearsal on the set of the Western movie Rust. The verdict against the movie Armourer assigned new blame in the October 2021 shooting death of a cinematographer after an assistant director last year pleaded no contest to negligent handling of a firearm. And finally, in business news, Wall Street rises to send S&P 500 back toward records. U.S. stocks climbed on Thursday, helping Wall Street erase its losses from earlier in the week. The S&P 500 was 0.9% higher in midday trading and back above its record close set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 200 points, or 0.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite was 1.1% higher. Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified again on Capitol Hill about interest rate policy, and he echoed what he had said a day before. The Fed's Reserve next move on interest rates is likely a cut, but it first needs to see additional data showing inflation is cooling. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. While others are busy talking, stay busy doing all you can to show that you are living not for them or yourself, but for the glory of the one who created you. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Miley Cyrus and Pharrell are artists of the week. This week, here's their single, Doctor, Work It Out One Last Time, for today on Conversation Daily News. For Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Todd for Positive 365 Positive Thoughts. Remember, you are enough and your well-being matters. One of the most empowering affirmations is recognizing that you are enough, just as you are. Your worth is not determined by external achievements or validation from others. Your well-being should always be a top priority.
Dr. Teresa A. Smith is a professional counselor, author, and worldwide media influencer, sharing positive words of encouragement to help improve your everyday life.
We are part of my conversation coming up with author Ann E. Berg in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Author Ann E. Berg joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her exciting new book, Force of Nature, and novel Rachel Carson. It's a bit of our conversation.
Ann, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This book is really a lot of fun to read, and I have to say, I had no idea who Rachel Carson was before reading this book, and I think there will be people like myself that are just discovering her as well through this. But what has it been like for you to introduce this individual who truly was, in her own right, a force of nature?
She was a force of nature, and she, I think that her popularity goes in and out, and now seems like a good time to shine a light on her again. I knew about Rachel Carson, and I knew that she was the mother of the environmental movement, and when I was researching a little bit about climate change, her name kept popping up, and I kind of realized I knew nothing about her except that she was the mother of the environmental movement. So I reread Silent Spring, and then I went and got a biography of her, and I was so I was just taken in with her life and what all she had gone through and what she had accomplished. And then I felt that it was time to share her life again with the middle schoolers. And that's how the story started.
Yeah. And it is, I think, so powerful, again, the way that you were able to write this, Anne, because it allows us to be able to not only see the world as she saw it, but also appreciate it as well. I love the fact how you talk about her love of zoology and where that came and her being able to appreciate the wonderful world around her. How did this book and looking at her life, Anne, how did it help you to better appreciate the world that we live in?
Well, it's interesting because I was never really a nature-y kind of person. I'm afraid of bugs and don't like spiders in particular. And Rachel loved them all. She saw all of us as creatures on the earth that are sharing the same space and that we should respect each other.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations with Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations with Daily News. We'll have to get on Mondays more news. Message from my book, Word That Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, someone I literally just found out about yesterday. We have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight as well. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.